Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 37. Today's date is Sunday, February 12th, a couple days before Valentine's Day, and things are going along. Tonight's show is a special show. Oh, hey, by the way, I just wanted to thank all the people who have stopped by the Blues Historian blog. I have it set up so that the showcase automatically plays when you show up, so you can listen to it as you browse the website. If you have any issues or any problems, please email me so I can fix it. We still got quite a few people that hit that every day, so thank you. And hope you enjoy the show, and hope you listen to the whole thing. It's a good show, and if you like the blues, and obviously you do because you've come to that website, stick around, listen to the whole show, and subscribe. Why not? Then you can listen to it anytime you like, not just when you hit the blog. So anyway, tonight's show is 2016 Part 2. 2 weeks ago, because last week was Jimmy Pryor's 100th birthday. 2 weeks ago, well, we had part one, so this will be part two. Part two is going to feature the Blue Two, which is Bob Dorn, Jeff Peterson. We'll also feature Big Daddy Dennis Kane, Matt Woods, the Bad Boys of the Blues, Bob Pace, Brandon Dennis, the return of Brandon Dennis, Bridget Thompson, Tina Haas Finley, and Sedona Cochran. So, sounds like a great show. I think it's a great show, and these were great guests, so I think you'll enjoy it. Just a couple other things going on here. I just thought I'd let you know our top 10 of 2016. This is the number of downloads, and just thought that this was, and this was all the shows, so this goes back, sorry. As you know, this is live, and I have my phone always set up to let me know when something's going on, and that really wasn't a big deal, but I was listening to one of the shows a while back, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and I've listened to it maybe 3 or 4 times, and I still, the ping of my phone goes off during the show, and I look at my phone every time thinking, oh, I got a message, forgetting that, no, that was from the show. All right. Top 10 of 2016. Of course, we didn't start until spring, but here it is. Number 10 was episode number 7, and that was the Doug Johnson, C.C. Stewart show, which I have to admit was a really decent show. That had 64 downloads, and that tied with episode number 25, which was the second live show. And that was the October show, and this was the, I believe this is the, no, take that back, it was the second show, yeah. But it was the first hour. So it was the Bad Boys of the Blues, Curry Harder, Steve George, and Big Daddy. Matter of fact, that was the whole show because the Gremlins had got it. And I also had the cool opening, too, with the Gremlins stealing the show. So that also had 64. So 25 and 7 were tied for ninth. In eighth place was episode 17. That was the Roy Cashman, Jeff Baker episode. That was a guitar-heavy show. And then episode 7, or number 7, was episode 14 with 71 downloads. And that featured Kyle Dean Patton and the legendary Blues Hall of Famer, Mr. Bob Pace. So, and I have to admit that Bob was just blistering on that. Of course, he was in the other show, too. But this was this was recorded. This one and the Roy Cashman were all recorded in 2003. The Doug Johnson was 2003, and then this latest one of the Bad Boys was one that came earlier, or came later, 2016. Number 6 was episode 18 with 76 downloads, and that was the original Other Brothers, that's John O. Smith's band, It also had Gary Smith, the late great Gary Smith, and Larry Stoltenberg, also known as Red, of Red Ned. That was and I tell you what, you know, Red, I love Red. He's a, you know, he's kind of a interesting cross between, you know, he's got a little blues on him, but he's also a rocker. He's a lot of 60s with him. I don't know where Red is. We've lost contact with him, so we're going to have to find out where he is and get him back on the show. Episode 5 was episode 5. Number 5 is episode 15, and this is the Ron Hill CD, Up the Hill. And that had 90 downloads. And that was kind of an interesting show because when I put it out onto the internet, we were trying to find Ron because we had lost touch with him. And we thought he was heading to Albuquerque, at least when he talked to us on the phone, me and J.C. Anderson. That's what it sounded like he was going to do after his wife had died. And unfortunately, Ron passed away. And I can remember I'd called up there, and nobody seemed to know in Chicago. Nobody seemed to know what happened to him. And so, you know, we just lost contact. And thank goodness his daughter listened to the show. Her son was doing research on her grandfather, Ron, or not her, her father, his grandfather, Ron Hill. They ran across the podcast. And there we go. So it was awesome to connect with Ron's daughter and Cherish, and also his son, Genghis. So cool family, and it was good to get back in touch with them. Hopefully we get Ron in the Hall of Fame. He belongs in it. Fourth place was episode 21. With 92 downloads, that was the one that featured Bridget Thompson, John Lukart, and Big Al Daughtry. And that would have been the September showcase. Third place was episode 19 with 97 downloads, and that was the Bad Boys of the Blues. And I really thank you guys for that. That's my band, and wow, I was just like, holy cow. I didn't realize we did that good. You know, I have to admit, of all the blues bands I've ever had, this one was certainly the most magical. We always had a lot of fun, played a lot of passion, and we tried so hard to, you know, kickstart a bunch of stuff, and it just didn't happen. And then by the time the podcast came around, the band had pretty much broken up. I mean, I'm not going to say we're never going to play together again, because I don't believe in that kind of nonsense. I mean, my attitude is that, you know, you can always play. Bands don't break up. I mean, that's just silly, you know. You can always come back and play. I mean, there's plenty of bands that have broken up and come back and played, and we can do that, you know. So I'm not one of those people that think once you break up a band that's it. So the Bad Boys still live, so hopefully we'll play again. But again, 97 downloads. Thank you very much. In second place is episode 11, and that was Dan Dorn and the tribute to him. And that was 164 downloads. And then number one was episode 20, and that was the very first live show of the 2016 season with Bob Doerr, Jeff Peterson, Clarence Key, and the Backstage Boogie Band. So, and again, that was an amazing, fun night. It was the first time that the showcase had been recorded live in a long, long time, 13 years. So we had a lot of magical moments in that season. So, like I said, we're looking forward to a season 6. So don't fret. All that will come in due time. Now a couple other things. These are numbers that were good up to December 31st. And things have changed drastically since then. We were just under 2,000 downloads at that point. And again, we haven't been on a full year. Been on a little more than 6 months. I believe it was April. I'd have to look it up. I believe it was April when we started. It was the end of the Sunday Night Blues Showcase at the Gas Lamp. It was that following week with nothing to do, and I decided it was time. And so I started the podcast and been going ever since then. Only missed 2 weeks due to some personal issues. And, you know, put shows out whether I was healthy or sick or whatever. And you've heard my voice go from cracking and croaking to, you know, being able to speak clearly. And anyway, so thank you for hanging out. But anyway, this is up to December 31st. On January 1st, or just after January 1st, was the Brandon Dennis, the mythical Brandon Dennis show, which has broken all records. It's at 250 downloads right now. And then the best of... It never took off as well, but then the Jimmy Pryor show is already at 50 in 1 week, which for some shows, that's pretty good. Matter of fact, that's not bad at all. So, you know, we're still a small podcast. We're still basically growing, but just very encouraged by the numbers of the last three shows. And we just went over 2,500 downloads, so we basically a little over a month we've done another 500, so that's impressive. If we keep those numbers up, again, I mean, I wasn't planning any of this. I was thinking we'd be lucky to get 20 downloads on any episode, and you know, they're all well over 20 at this point. So, and I also want to thank people that just download the whole series just in one shot, because that's always amazes me. You see these big jumps, and sometimes it's because I just put out a new show, and then sometimes it's because people have just downloaded the whole thing, you know, all 35, 36 episodes in one shot, and it's like, wow. So thank you to all you people. Thank you to everybody around the world. We have listeners everywhere, and I mean everywhere. It just amazes me. Every part of the globe has listeners, and you know, Europe has been really good to us all of a sudden. You guys have found us, so thank you over there. And also in the United States, I think we're down to 5 states in the United States that haven't downloaded the show right now. So you know who you are. Download. Recently, Iowa and California have always been the two that have downloaded the largest amount, but Texas now has just come out of nowhere, and people are downloading out of Texas like crazy, and, you know, going to catch up with us here pretty soon. So thank you, all the Blues fans down in Texas. Good that you're around. And New Mexico, you're still there. We love you. Thanks for being there. I got a lot of friends in New Mexico, so I know it's you guys, and I thank you and appreciate all your support. All right, we need to get going here. So let's see. I think we need to start with let's go with the women in blues. Yeah, we're gonna start off with Bridget Thompson, Tina Haas-Finley, and Sedona Cochran on the Iowa Blues Showcase. So
Most of all, I just don't. I just don't want to be free, no. I was just sitting here thinking about your kisses and your warm embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my face now bends, review the tears that was on my face. Ooh, baby, I would rather be blind now than to see you.
Bridget Thompson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely slow dancers.
If I leave this world tomorrow, I'm gonna leave a little love behind. Oh, yes, I am. Said if I leave this world tomorrow, I'm gonna leave a little love behind. Oh, yes, I am.
Thank you. house, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, band, for playing with me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Set his woman up and left. She got tired of staying home by herself. If you want a good woman, be a real good man. Give me one, brother.
Go, Women in Blues.
All right.
Thank you.
Sardana Cochran doing her thing there. And then before that was Tina and then Bridget. So my schedule makes it hard for me to go out and check out new talent because I know there are more women performers here in town. Matter of fact, we did a couple of big Women in Blues shows back when we were at the Hull Avenue with the Bad Boys of the Blues. Fortunately, though, because my jobs keep me busy all day and into the night, and it's really tough for me to go out and check out new talent. So hopefully this summer I'll have a lot more free time, and we'll be getting out and finding more performers, especially women performers, for the blues. Our next group is going to be the Acoustic Blues. It's going to be, we'll start off with Matt Woods, and Matt's a very talented young man in his 30s. He is one of those cats that's keeping the blues alive, and we're thankful for him He started off as a guitar slinger and a heck of a guitar slinger, and then he's gone acoustic, and man, he's picked that up like amazing, awesome talent, and I think you'll enjoy it. Sings a song about Iowa and tornadoes, which is something we live with here in Iowa. Then we got Big Daddy. Big Daddy's the lovable, Big Daddy Dennis Kane, the lovable hippie of the blues. He does everything, solo, duo, trios, bands, you name it, he does it. He's doing this with a band, but he's playing with his acoustic guitar, but he's probably most known for being an acoustic blues player. Plays everything from Delta to Jump Blues to you name it. It's hard to pin him down because one day he'll be into one thing and then 2 days later he'll be playing something completely different. And when you're playing a live gig with him, it's that way too. He's super talented. He's a beach bum in Hawaii right now, but he comes back to Iowa. He's got a house here, so we look forward to him being back. And then finally, the legendary Bob Dorn, Jeff Peterson, a couple Iowa Blues Hall of Famers from the Blue Band out of Cedar Falls, Waterloo. These guys have been doing it for a long, long time. I've followed them since back when I was... As a matter of fact, I didn't catch them until they, I was in Kansas City because they've been playing the fair and Des Moines, and I was oblivious to them. So it's kind of funny that I don't find out about them until I'm living in Kansas City. I'm listening to a Sunday Blues show by Lindsay Shannon on the Fox down there. And he played them, and he played them quite regularly, maybe once or twice a month on his show. And I listened to that show religiously because I learned a lot about blues from Lindsay Shannon just listening to a show. I'd drive around Kansas City listening to it. And then when I'd get done listening to him, I'd go to the blues jams and I'd play blues. But he mentioned that this great band from Iowa was coming to play at Blaney's. And they were going to be there on the weekend. And here's the band. He played some songs of theirs. And I was like, holy crap, I got to go see these guys. And so I went down there. And I remember I introduced myself to Bob. And Bob was kind of like, yeah, who are you? Who cares? Because he didn't know who I was, and but it was cool anyway, because eventually he ended up being a really good friend and a big help for me, especially when I came back to Iowa and started doing the blues. So I didn't know him until I got to Kansas City and watched him down there whenever they played there. And then of course, when I got home, followed him around all over, especially one summer. I think I hit every gig that was within maybe 70 miles of Des Moines just to hear him, because I love that band so much. Anyway, so Bob and Jeff will finish off this set with their, I believe he's going to do something about a bottle. Hang on here. Got to look it up. Bottle in the Kitchen. All right. So here we go. Some great guitar acoustic blues from the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Tornadoes coming, I can't see it grow. Everything you work for, it's steal.
Yeah, I'm going down. come across the gulf, blew down my house just like a big bad wolf. I'm going down.
Big Daddy Dennis.
I got a bottle in the kitchen, got one on the back porch too. I got a doctor who cares, but ain't got no cue. I got a bottle in the kitchen, got one on the back porch too. Help me now. I got a bottle in the kitchen.
A bottle in the kitchen.
I got a bottle in the kitchen. I got one on the back porch too. I got an old rocking chair waiting for me out of my front door. I just gotta rock till I can rock no more. I got an old rocking chair waiting for me out of my front door. I feel the north wind blowing, make me feel so old. I put some wood on the fire, I'm feeling so cold. Put some wood on the fire,
some wood on the fire.
I put some wood on the fire, come on now.
Put some wood on the fire.
I got a bottle in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Jeff and Bob.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Tom. From Cedar Falls, Waterloo.
Yes, there we go, right there. Bob Dorn, Jeff Peterson of the Blue Van, the Blue Two. All right, our next is the Rockin' Blues, and the reason I call this Rockin' Blues is because there's a little bit of rock and roll or rock or blues rock in these performers. First off, we'll have Brandon Dennis, who's the young man who started off with us when he was 17 years old in season 4 of the Abu Showcase, and we invited him back, and he came back, and wow, he became amazing, and he brought some friends with him. So we'll listen to them, and then next will be the amazing Blues Hall of Famer, Mr. Bob Pace, who tears it up like he always does, and then we'll finish off with the Bad Boys, the Blues, doing an old Five Royales tune called I Like It Like That. Nice classic from the 50s, Dun Johnny style, with the jumping and the thumping of Mr. Scott Hartung on the drum and Norman Sue on the bass. All right, so Brandon, go ahead, kick us off.
The feelings the same. Well, I don't understand this hip-hop. Rapping doesn't do it for me. Well, I'm just a child of the 70s, and pretty soon that's the age I'll be. It's a new world, baby. Lord, don't you know I don't fit in? Well, spark tops, laptops, twerking, Lord, tweets and Kardashian. Good loving was all I ever thought about, every night and every day. Now when I get done playing, I get more excited about a sandwich from Subway. It's a new old world. Timothy Leary, I could turn on and party all night. Now I'm as straight as the kids on Big Bang Theory, and I use a clapper on my lights. It's a new old world. Lord, and I just don't think I fit in. Here's the thing I know, a thing or two. That's what the blue pill commercial says. 4 hours would be a true miracle and give me cardiac arrest. It's a new old world. Thank you.
my baby, we don't fuss and fight. When we get together, make love all night. Kiss her twice, I kiss her three times, my baby, so, so, so nice. I like it like that. Swinging, baby, she knocked me right out of my mind. Thank y'all very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Scotty Hart,
Scotty
Bad
Boys Hart, the Blues.
Tommy Gary, we're the Bad Boys.
That's
the Blues.
Right.
We'll be right back after this short Thank message. You. Thank you.
Well, hope you enjoyed that. That was the best of 2016. We had fun making that and put it on, and it was great to do it again. We hadn't done it since 2003, so 13 years later, we do it again. Trust me, season 6 will not be 13 years. We'll get it doing again sooner. We got word last week that Jeff Stratton, guitar player, singer, a crooner extraordinaire, a raconteur and a bon vivant. He kind of like Clarence Key here locally, like a Rat Pack kind of guy. A nice guy who loved to play and sing, and unfortunately he's passed on. So we our condolences to the family, and we'll be digging around to see if we got a recording of him. I think I might have something, but because Lee Bell recorded one of our shows at the Hull Avenue, so I'm going to have to dig through that and see if I can find him, because it's possible I have him on a song, but I'm not positive. But yeah, if anybody out there has any recordings of him, let me know. We'll put him on the show. Also, as far as the showcase goes, like I said, we're looking at season 6 coming up sometime this summer, or possibly a little earlier than that. Again, it's going to happen when it happens, and we'll get back to you. All right. Well, also, one quick note that we also have some more Jimmy Pryor stuff coming up. I mean, I've got a lot of cassette tapes that we recorded with the Bad Boys of the Blues way back in 1999. And so we got those, and we got a couple other showcase appearances of Jimmy. So those will be coming up. And, of course, season 6 will happen, so don't fret. And in the meantime, there'll be plenty of shows. Trust me, we've got plenty of material. all right, anyway, hopefully everything's going good for you. The world may be going crazy, but the blues will help you get through it, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what the blues is for. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to listen to them blues. And it will help you. It will heal you. It'll bring you up from the abyss when you have low hope. Go for the blues. Listen to the blues songs. It'll make everything better. I promise. So, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.